You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Thank you. You left out Mikey A.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. God bless football, Mikey A. No, here's the thing is that so there's comments going on the side now. So I was switching over to those comments. And then also later on, we have a Billy's Bets big board brought to you by. And right. I still need to kind of, you know, get that situated properly. So I have a lot going on in my head normally anyways, but yeah, anyway.
Well, God bless football anyway, Billy Gill. God bless football.
We have a lot going on today, Stugatz. We have the bets, as I said. We have a top five coming up. We have two guests today. We have Greg Cody joining us shortly. We have Juju joining us shortly. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if this has been announced, but Dan is going to be doing a show after. I think we're going to do a little crosstalk, which I'm
not this show though. He's not doing this show, right?
He will be on. Yeah. We're going to do a little crosstalk. And then I think there's going to be a second hour. So we told you that there wasn't going to be a show today. And now I think we're doing two shows today. So, yeah.
Interesting. Good planning on our part, you know?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Billy, we got the matchup we wanted, Rams and Lions. We'll get to the Dolphins here in just a second. And the author of Fins at 50 is going to join us, as Billy pointed out, Greg Cody. He's a Dolphin expert. But we got the matchup we wanted, Lions-Rams for everything. And Jared Goff, I mean, how about that? You had to feel good for Jared Goff last night, right?
Yes, I felt good for Jared Goff. I have a question for you because I was watching the game and they mentioned Josh Reynolds is doing this against his former team. Yes. So I thought, wow, Josh Reynolds revenge game. I had no idea. Right. And then I looked it up and I saw Josh Reynolds was last on the Rams in 2020. So at what point, and there was a stop in between.
Right.
So at what point do we stop saying he did this against his former team and calling this a revenge game? Because I was really excited to call it a revenge game, but it wasn't.
So the Lions won the trade, though, Billy. I mean, you and I have talked about this for years. You know, it's rare where a team wins the battle but loses the war. The Rams, they won the battle. Battles are short. Battles could be a season. Wars could go on forever. And I am telling you, the Lions are set up for the future much better than the LA Rams. Like, Stafford's going to be done in 3 or 4 years, and Goff will still be going strong. You know,
but they won a Super Bowl with Stafford.
Yeah,
that's the battle.
That's kind of winning.
That's the battle, though. That was the battle, the Super Bowl.
Did you think that they thought that Stafford was going to be their quarterback longer than Jared Goff was? Like, Jared Goff is what, like 7 years younger than him at least?
Yeah, well, Fuentes is saying the Super Bowl is definitely the war. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Feels like a battle to me, you know? Anyway, Billy, how'd you feel Saturday night as the Dolphin season came to a crashing finish? It's the worst case scenario for Tua here because everyone is going to question. They're doing one of two things. They're questioning Tua and whether or not the Dolphins should pay him, you know, a lot of money long term. And they're also Tua's performance in that game is validating a lot of things people were saying about Tua headed into that game.
Yeah, it wasn't a good feeling. It wasn't a good game by Tua. I think that we immediately realized how stupid we sounded when we thought, the weather, the elements, it's going to be the equalizer, because it didn't seem to affect Patrick Mahomes at all. He seemed just fine and plenty comfortable in that environment.
Yeah.
Pacheco, he also played with a helmet that was cracked, which he was on the field for like three plays with that cracked helmet, which I don't know how no one caught that and they just allowed him to keep playing with that. Also, and we got away from the Rams and the Lions game, Matthew Stafford very clearly seemed to have a concussion and then just went right back out onto the field and finished the game. Right. Am I the only one that thought he had a concussion?
Yeah, I mean, yes. he definitely was a little bit wobbly, but I mean, it's playoffs.
What do you mean it's playoffs? The rules don't change in terms of concussions.
Playoffs. Get back out there.
Really? Really?
Have a concussion during the week.
What's the matter with you, man?
I don't know.
Double duty for Mike Tirico also. Did you guys see that? He did the Saturday night game. He did the Sunday night game.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you make of Andy Reid's mustache?
It was, you know, he was aware of it. They asked him about it. He was very frozen. It's kind of gross because you try to figure out where that moisture is coming from. Like, what is that? I don't think it was snot. I think it's just like breathing. I don't know what created those icicles on his face.
Why are you saying it's not snot? Because that's the first place I went to.
I don't think it was snot. I don't know what to tell you.
I know, but can you have a mustache and have icicles forming on a mustache without something to aid the icicles? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be water on there. There had to be Gatorade on there, or there had to be snot on there.
When you have a mustache that thick, I mean, that could be water from like that morning. Like, it could just have been hanging in the mustache and then
really
it froze. Yeah.
Okay, you're a mustache expert now.
A little bit. A little bit.
Okay. Billy, are we going to play a game of if the season ended today? Are we doing that? or are we not sure because we still have two games yet and there's a lot of things that could still happen?
We can play if the season ended today, but right now we only have one matchup if the season ended today. And we know that the Texans will be on the road no matter what and the Lions will be hosting no matter what. But the only game that's certain right now is Packers 49ers Saturday, 8:15 on Fox. That's the only game that will happen if the season ended today. So I guess taking the Super Bowl almost. Yeah.
I'm taking the Packers. I mean,
okay.
Points or money line?
Listen, I said Packers money line against the Cowboys, and I was right. And so I'm staying with the Packers. Jordan Love, last seven games, eight games, has been the best quarterback in football, period.
We're burning through everything in the first 5 minutes. I hope you know. Like, you ask, are we going to play if the season ended today? I told you yes, we could play it later, and you just played it. So now we don't have that to go to later.
Well, there's only one game. I do
the
love
next. We moved on to the next game already. Like, I don't know how you anticipate this going until 10 o'clock if we keep moving at this pace and just jumping.
If the season
back
ended today, Mike McCarthy is still fired.
Right. I mean, listen, we got Greg Cody and Juju. Mike McCarthy, that's going to be interesting. We'll get to that in just a second.
Well, no, if the season ended today, he still has a job.
Well, yes, that technically, but
he will be, though.
He will be fired, right, as the season progresses.
As the offseason progresses.
Do you really think, since we've now jumped to the third of four games, do you really think that they're going to hire Bill Belichick in Dallas?
Yes.
And you really think he would want to go there?
Yes.
Why?
First off, Belichick and Jerry Jones, reportedly, I don't know this, obviously, they have a great relationship. They have a lot of respect for one another. Parcells, who was Belichick's mentor, went to Dallas, had great things to say to Bill about Jerry Jones. And so, yeah, I do. I think, and it's the most, Billy, when you talk about jobs like this don't come open. This was the two seed in the NFC. And the only reason this job is going to come open is because a guy like Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh is waiting in the wings to take that job. And so,
no,
I think if you're
no.
Bell,
no,
Billy,
Mike McCarthy Billy. Was going to get fired regardless. Like, Bill, he's been looking to fire Mike McCarthy. He wanted to fire him last year as well.
Right.
This isn't like Mike McCarthy is safe and he's only losing his job because you can get Belichick.
If Harbaugh and Belichick aren't there, who would you bring in to replace Mike McCarthy? Because last year, I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was Sean Payton that a lot of people thought that Jerry Jones wanted. He didn't fire Mike McCarthy. Sean Payton went to Denver. So give me a guy who's out there, not named Belichick or Harbaugh, who's a better option for Jerry Jones than Mike McCarthy. I don't know. I'm asking.
Ben Johnson.
Maybe. Maybe
Dan Quinn. He might pull what he did with who's the redhead.
How could you hire Dan Quinn after that performance?
But that's but they hired the offensive coordinator.
Never coach again.
Listen, that's a Jerry Jones move. He's done it before. The offense didn't look good. He still hired. I can't think of his name right now. The guy, he's on NBC with the red hair, and he hired him.
Jason Garrett,
and they didn't have this great offense when they hired him. They were good. And they had a bad performance, and he said, "No, I want to keep it I want to keep the continuity." And he gave it to Jason Garrett. I could see him going. Dan Quinn's a hot name. He's still on my payroll. I'd rather hire him.
It just makes it a lot easier to get rid of Mike McCarthy when Belichick is available. Of course, it does. It's why the Bills. This game's important for Sean McDermott and the Bills today. If he doesn't win, he might get fired because Belichick and Harbaugh are waiting in the wings. I mean,
Harbaugh already interviewed with the Chargers, right? Or it's reported that he's scheduled to. Why would he go there?
Why would anybody go there? They're in cap hell. Their roster is old. The only thing they have is Justin Herbert and LA.
Yeah, but that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but the pressure's going to be on to build already.
Right.
Yeah.
I love the fact that if the Bucs win today, one of these four quarterbacks are going to the Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love.
Let's go, Baker.
How do the Packers have three great quarterbacks in a row?
He's good, man.
He's really good. I know.
At least for now, he's good. Because I still have no idea if Dak is good. Dak and the Cowboys put up a lot of garbage time stats.
Oh, Dak was terrible. Yeah, Dak was awful.
You look at it, you're like, wow, Dak, 400 passing yards.
I don't care. When the game mattered, he was terrible. 300 of those 400 passing yards was when the game was out of reach. Greg Cody next.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
And we're back.
Why?
Hey, Greg. That was very quick. That was really quick. Thank God.
That was a quick break. That is Billy's way of just throwing the show right back in our laps.
Falsehood. I'm looking at the screen and no one's talking, and I realize we're live again. We were gone for 4 seconds.
We all knew.
Best laid plans.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Oh, your microphone's not on. This is going well.
Guess we weren't as ready as we thought to come back.
No, you're muted.
Should have waited a couple of more minutes. He's still talking. Hold on.
He can't hear you. Now. This is going well. Guys, I have a story. While Greg's figuring that out, I have a story to share with you. So people are asking me where my red hoodie is because I wear my red hoodie all the time. Mm-hmm. I have long had this weird dream of buying a hoodie that was very oversized because my wife will steal my hoodie sometimes and she will wear like my extra large and it's like huge on her, but it's, she says it's very comfortable to have like this baggy fit. Right. So I've long wanted to go and buy a very big sized hoodie, like oversized. It's not the size that I'm supposed to wear. And I did it this weekend because I was at the Under Armour store and they had a sale and this hoodie was $25. So I bought this hoodie for $25. Nice. And I bought a 2XL. And no one can tell that it's the wrong size. It is not as big as I thought that it was. And now I'm concerned about the fact that a 2XL doesn't look as big on me as I was hoping that it would.
I've been telling you for a while now, they're not making XLs like they used to. And they're not making double XLs like they used to, Billy. They're just not.
Preach.
You know, when we asked Chris Sims the other day what size he was, because I was going to send him one of those red Marlin hoodies, and he's like an XL. I'm like, dude, there's no way that this guy is an extra large. How does he think that he's an extra large?
I have no idea. And sometimes it's hard. I remember him saying it's hard for him to wrap his head around the fact that he might be a double XL or even a triple XL. Like, I do remember him saying that. What were you guys saying about Sims before we got started here this morning?
It was a big thing. We got tweeted at a lot because everybody wants us to ask about it. So apparently he was wearing a coat that had like 12 buttons on it. Right. Like it was a 12 button coat and it was just something we were supposed to make fun of him for. But I tried to use it elsewhere when you were coming up with your top fives. Tried to shoehorn it in a little bit.
You did. I'm still reeling for Billy asking for
it's early
for Lawrence.
We usually record this at 5 o'clock at night. It's early.
Yep. We're trying to get connected with exactly right, Mike. Yeah, we're trying to get connected with Greg Cody. He's back. He's back.
There he is. Hello.
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 Hello. Who needs me?
By the way, when you guys were talking about the diminishing XL, corporate America is doing that. Instead of raising prices, they're lowering content. And an example is, if you look at certain beers now, the 12-ounce bottle is now 11.2 ounces. But right. They don't advertise that. You know, like sizes are shrinking.
Except for Miller Lite, right? They're 15 ounces. I mean,
yeah, that's continues to be right on the nose.
I don't know if you can just say that with it not being factually accurate.
Miller Lite for what you do.
Yeah, I can tell you it's great taste, less filling, 96 calories, but I don't know if we can say that there.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that the truth? The trouble is those 96 calories really add up when you multiply by a great number.
Yeah, the weekend, well,
thinking about it, Greg, now that I'm thinking about it, if the can is smaller as you are saying that it is, and it's still 96 calories, somehow we're fitting more calories into the can.
Yeah.
If it's a smaller can with the same number of calories.
Yeah, I don't know how that math works. That's over my pay grade.
Yeah.
He's the author of Fins at 50. He's a dolphin expert, and we will get to him. We will get to his thoughts on the Dolphins here in just a second. But, Greg, do you think at any moment during the Dallas game there was any sort of communication from Belichick to Jones or Jones to Belichick? Do you think there was a text message, any form of communication as Jerry Jones watched Dak Prescott blow yet another playoff game?
Oh, hell yes. I think it may have been like I don't think Jerry does that personally. I think he has a surrogate do that, you know, an assistant. But somebody has been in touch with Belichick for sure. There's just no way it's not happening. Right. And Harbaugh, too. You know, I heard you guys mentioning that, and it's absolutely true. I think they were going to fire the coach eventually. Like, Jerry Jones, this is a good result for him in a way because he wanted to make a coaching change, I believe, and this just allowed him to do it probably a week sooner than he thought he might.
It's interesting because you've had Jerry Jones say recently that he's kind of okay with a Belichick-type coach, and you heard Belichick on the way out of New England say, yeah, I'm open to having a GM. I don't need to make every single decision here, which is the way Jerry wants it. It seems like a perfect fit, Greg.
It does, and Jerry Jones – I'm sorry about my voice, guys.
That's okay.
Yep. Sounds great. Don't worry. Yep.
Jerry Jones, at his age, wants to win now. You know, he's not interested in hiring – the next big thing as a coach and hoping that he might work out in 5 years. He won't right now. So if he's bringing in a Belichick or a Harbaugh, he has the proof. You know, he has a guy who knows how to win. And because he's tired of waiting. I mean, the Cowboys, I think their playoff record now is 4-17 in the last 21 games. They just get to this point in the and collapse, you know, and it's like the Dolphins haven't won a playoff since 2000, which is the longest drought ever now that Detroit has finally won. But Cleveland's not, or Dallas is not that far behind. 4-17 in the playoffs. They just can't win. And Jerry Jones is out of patience. He's too old to have patience, and he doesn't.
The Dolphins now hold two not great playoff distinctions. They have the longest amount of time since they've won a playoff game. They haven't won since 2000, and they have the most consecutive playoff losses with six consecutive playoff losses.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what they do. It's the curse of Dolphins. I believe that when they won two championships in a row in 72 and 73, including the only perfect season ever, the Dolphin curse kicked in. And we've seen the curse over the years. The curse is you're going to draft Dan Marino, and he's going to set all kind of NFL records. Never going to win a Super Bowl. You know, you're finally going to have this season where I think this was the season of highest hopes since the Marino era. And I honestly thought that they were going to had a chance to get to the Super Bowl or at least the AFC title game. And then for them to fizzle the way they did, the curse is back. You know, you thought that they were over the Dolphin curse. They're not. The Dolphins continues to be a real thing. And you just saw it in three awful, terrible losses in a row to end an otherwise pretty good season.
I'm surprised by the direction that this has gone in because as a Dolphins fan and as someone who is surrounded by Dolphins fans, if you're not a Dolphins fan and you listen to the show, you're probably annoyed with the number of times that Dolphins fans will blame injuries for why the Dolphins struggled at the end of the year. The weather is another thing that people have complained about. But I didn't think that we were going to get eliminated from the playoffs and arrive at it is a curse, and that's the reason why the Dolphins have been eliminated.
I'm unaware of this curse. I'm with you, Billy. Yes.
The curse, yes.
Yeah.
Now, no, how does one break thing. This curse?
You don't have an answer for me. The club has been trying to figure it out for three generations. Lock, nobody chicken, knows. Sacrifice.
I have an idea. We're friends with a witch. Rosalind,
who oh, yes.
occasionally comes on.
She's and a friendly she will, witch, Greg. Yes.
Yeah, she's a friendly witch. Sometimes she will put curses on people, but maybe we can talk to her this week, Greg. And I don't know if you're interested. Maybe we can do a stupidity episode or something where we talk to Rosalind and try to have her lift the curse of the Dolphins. Or should we wait until the start of next season?
I think you can do it next season. I don't think there's any great urgency because
okay.
I don't know, but I suspect curse lifting. Is an immediate thing, right? You is probably it? Want to do it before the draft.
Right.
Okay. You know,
maybe in the spring.
This but is shocking.
No,
this is shocking. I would say if you have a curse and we are offering someone who can get rid of said curse, you would want to get rid of the curse as soon as possible. Why wait till next season?
That's fair.
Is it possible, Greg, is it possible to have multiple curses? Because I'm wondering, here's what happens. If we talk to Rosalind the Witch now and we remove this curse, is it possible to then get another curse put on you before the next season starts, or can you have multiple curses at the same time? I guess it's more of a question for her.
You think she'd give us a group rate to like get rid of all the curses at once?
Concurrent curses.
Wait, Mikey, their curses, they drafted, at least they drafted Marino. We passed on him.
That's true. But I don't know who began this curse. I just know that it's the perfect season. And it continues 55 years later, or however long it's been. It's crazy. This was the season. This was the team. This was the time. And look what happened.
Why don't you do this, Greg? You're a journalist, so you have now identified the reason the Dolphins keep failing is because of this curse.
Right.
You look through historically famous curses. You have the curse of the Billy Goat that was tracked back to that one moment. Now you have a couple weeks now. The Dolphins didn't go as deep as you thought they were going to go. You have time before the offseason columns. Are you okay?
Yeah. Sorry.
What happened there, Greg?
I'm an amateur. I just spilled
any coffee spill?
It's fine.
What was
it? Is it everywhere?
No, it's fine. It's just semi everywhere. No, it's fine. Don't worry about me.
You can clean it.
You need to clean it up.
I'm good.
No pressure.
No, I'm good, guys. No, I'm good.
Feel free. He said he's good.
See, the problem with this curse is I don't know the origin. I suspect the origin is that Don Shula sold his soul to get to the perfect season.
Right.
But Don Shula, I had nothing for him. He's the late, great, all-time winningest coach for at least 15 more games.
I think it started when he dampened the field in that 82 AFC championship game, something like that, against the Jets. That's where the that's what you get for cheating, Greg. Michigan never going to win again. You'll see.
But that sounds like Shula's problem. That shouldn't be the Dolphins' problem.
Ah, but Shula is the Dolphins.
Yeah, Shula, you know, exactly
he's
right.
Just he's the the grandfather, the father of the franchise, and always will be.
Yes. Billy, we lost you, but we determined, or at least we're guessing here, that the curse started in 82 when Shula dampened the field. Yeah. So are we good with that?
What I was trying to get to is you now have time to kind of dedicate towards finding the source of said curse and then, you know, backtrack. And then you are a Dolphins historian. You did write Fins at 50. Maybe this becomes your next thing, is you identify when this curse began, and then we can figure out how to properly exercise the curse. Because I don't think that when we talk to Rosalind the Witch, that if we don't know the source, we're going to be able to kind of get rid of it completely, you know?
No, you're right. And I wish, I wish during his lifetime that I had this conversation with Shula, because I'm just imagining how that might have gone. Where I sit down with Shula and try to gently ask him whether or not at any point in the early 70s he sold his soul and the future of the franchise in order to have a perfect season. I'm just wondering how that question would have gone over with Don Shula. But not I never did.
You know that.
I never asked, and I call myself a journalist. I never asked Shula if he sold his soul. I just never did. Sorry.
And you never will.
Unless we get a seance with Shula.
That's what we're working on. Yes.
Again, Rosalind
can talk to Don still, I promise you.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Yes.
That would be
getting into her like golden platinum packages. Yes. So.
That would
Rosalind will facilitate a conversation between Greg Cody and Don Shula, and you can finally ask your question, okay?
Hey, that ain't cheap, though. Pony up. I mean,
we just have to promote her website. That's all.
I'm now wondering, like, if we had a podcast series where we claimed to be talking to deceased celebrities through a medium, how that would be received. Because I would imagine that a lot of these celebrities' estates are litigious and they wouldn't like you just announcing that their deceased relatives are appearing on your podcast.
That's an idea. I would get a patent on that.
I mean, Greg, what a shocker if we were to announce that Don Shula is joining us.
I do like that. I do like that.
Oh, God. Too soon? Anyway, Greg, I want to ask you a couple serious questions here. So Dolphins have some big decisions to make here. What do you do with Tua? Tua,
I know who that is.
What do you do with Tua here, Greg? Because he's going to have... You know, do you pay him the $100+ million, $200 million for the season he just had? He did the two most important things. A, he stayed healthy. B, he got them to the playoffs. The bad part is he was lousy in the playoffs and bad against playoff teams. So what do you do with Tua here?
Yeah, he had his worst game of the season when he needed to have his best game in sub-freezing Arctic which is a caveat, I will say. I re-sign him. I mean, I extend him. I give him the money. I do think because the season took a tailspin that it did, that maybe you get him a little cheaper than you might have a month ago or at midseason. But, you know, he's a good quarterback. You know, the odds whether he's elite, whether he's top five elite, but there's no argument that he's a good quarterback who can win in this league. Now we know he can stay healthy. He led the league in passing yards. I mean, you know, that's not nothing. And his completion percentage was up near 70. That's not nothing. He's very accurate, the strongest arm in the league. And many a time we saw Tyreek Hill have to sort of pause and wait for the ball, which is unfortunate. But the offense they're running suits him. I wish he were more mobile. I wish they use his legs a little bit more. You know, it would be great to have Tua's accuracy combined, you know, Justin Fields' mobility, but you take what you can get, and quarterbacks are at such a premium in this league. I think you almost have to extend him and call him your quarterback of the future.
That's one of the things that we saw in this game. And it wasn't, you know, what was the difference in the game. But you did see when Tua had to scramble, he was not going to get hit. Like, if he had to go 6 yards and there was someone in the way, he was going to slide at two. And he was just going to give up getting that first down. Where Mahomes, and I mean, obviously it's ridiculous, but you see his helmet cracks because he's running through defenders. And the Dolphins, I don't know what they were doing on some of those plays where it's just kind of olaying him and letting him run right past them. They didn't seem to want to get super physical with Mahomes at times. I guess they just assumed that he was going to lay up and not run through them. And he just kept running. And that's one thing. You do like that Tua changed the way that he played a little bit, right? Where he wasn't putting himself in danger. He got through the season healthy, which was a big question mark for Tua all year long. But in this game, it almost looked like, was he too conservative, right? And then how do you find that balance between be aggressive Tua, who's undersized and gets manhandled and then has a concussion and is laying on the field, and Tua, who's more conservative, and now it's a three and out because on fourth down, he has a lane, but he doesn't really want to get hit. And he'll slide, you know, 2 yards short of the first down marker.
Yeah, they actually called two designed runs for Tua against KC, which they haven't most of the season. That was like a rarity. It was a surprise to me.
I was shocked he was able to do it, honestly.
Yeah, I was too. And he's just not that fast. You know, right. He's just not. He doesn't have great speed, and he's not big. You know, Josh Allen's built like a linebacker. Tua's not. But the frustrating thing to me, if you're a Dolphin fan, the frustrating thing is you had a couple of things go really right, still ended in misery. You had Tua play all 18 games, start all 18 games, which going into the season was the key, right? Everybody was talking about that. If he can stay healthy, he did, and yet this happened. And then in the Buffalo game, which meant everything, you had Josh Allen throw or have three turnovers, picks and a fumble. That's the recipe to beat Buffalo, except it wasn't good enough. So you had Tua staying healthy. You had Josh Allen with three turnovers in the game they had to win, and still they are where they are. It's frustrating. And again, it's part of the curse we mentioned. So there it is.
Yep. Well, we'll fix that curse when you talk to Shula next week on the show.
Sure.
I can't wait for this. I really can't wait for this.
It's going to be great. We're going to get to Juju here in a second. But, Greg, I do have a question. Well, first off, before I get to that, I guess the tough thing with Tua, Ryan Cortez said this to me and Dan this morning. The first 15 scripted plays in McDaniel's offense, he's great. When you get past those first 15 offensive plays, the numbers just take a nosedive. Like, I don't know what you do with that, man. That and the fact that he can't improvise. He can't just, like, create a little bit more time in the pocket so he can free himself up to throw the ball. It's tough, man. He's good. He's not great, I guess is what I would say.
I can't disagree with that. But good is enough, in this league. You just can't go 5 years. You can't do another Ryan Tannehill where you devote 8 years to a quarterback who's not good enough, really.
Right.
I think Tua is good enough. But to compound what you said, the communication issues continue for us, and they've been a problem through most of the year. All the time, they're taking dumb penalties. They're taking delay of game penalties. They're wasting timeouts to avoid delay of game penalties. They had an illegal formation penalty, which is inexcusable. The communication issues between the sideline and Tua continue to be a real issue, and it's not crowd noise. I don't know what it is, but that leads to the fact that after those first scripted plays are done and they have to rely on the communication more, that's when the trouble kicks in.
All right, Greg, stay there for a minute. Juju's going to join us. I have two more Dolphin questions for you, a Lions question. Not only did he write Fins at 50, he also wrote the book Pride of a Lion. I mean, this man is a Lion expert. He is a Dolphin expert. He writes for the Herald. He joins us on Levitard Show every Tuesday. We'll come back with him and Juju in just a second.
Orale! Arriba la raza!
Juju, I'm surprised that you're not wearing a Bills jersey today with the big game that you guys have.
Yep.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We have one rule in this household, and we don't talk about it when it's game day. We don't even mention it. But let's talk about one thing. Just before y'all start, I don't know if y'all cover this or not. Matthew Stafford was concussed on the ground, throwing up gang signs, and they let him play in the game. I do not understand what's going on. Like, we say we got all these cameras. We got HD evidence of him knocked out on the ground. and they just let that man continue because it's the playoffs. He's back in Detroit. Well, my brother Roger Goodell, what are we doing?
Well, Mike EA said it's because it's playoff time. Well, let's be honest. Yeah. Who didn't want to see that game play out with Stafford versus Goff? I mean, right. I want him to be healthy. Lost. But...
no, he looked lost. Like, he did not know where he was. Like, they took him to the medical tent, and I have no idea how it is that he was cleared to return to that game. And then when even after the game, when they're doing, like, the handshakes and stuff, you looked at his eyes, and he wasn't there. Like, he didn't look like he was there.
He went out the field holding his rib. That's what they tell you to do. If you got a concussion, hold your rib and wince and walk off to the blue tent. Don't act like a concussed because, brother, you were a concussed. Come on, the NFL, keep it consistent across the board, guys. What are we doing? Right. Sorry. I'm happy to be here, though.
All right. Should you we watch Josh Allen poll today if he's concussed? I mean, we're not supposed to talk about
it. Yes, sir. Right. Look, I want my brother to live a long and healthy life, man. This is just a game. Okay. Get him out of there, man. The man got kids.
Juju, I love the fact that you think they're going to be there enough to hold their ribs and remember, oh, wait, I'm concussed. Let me hold my ribs and walk to the sideline.
I didn't talk to anybody. I don't know anything.
Greg, how good did you feel for Jared Goff? I mean, Stafford, the Rams, they won the Super Bowl. But Jared Goff, you had to feel. Yeah, he was crying after the game, Greg. It was a great moment.
I felt great for the people of Detroit is who I mostly felt great for. I enjoyed seeing Eminem cast as one of the world's biggest super sports fans, which was a character for him. That was great. 32 years or whatever it's been. They've been the laughing stock for so long in this league. For them to finally win a home playoff game was terrific. And Goff's a great story. You know, but then again, had Stafford won that game against his former team, that would have been sort of neat too. I picked LA to win, so I'm not thrilled about the result, but I am happy for
for all the people that get upset about the amount of times that they show Taylor Swift at the game, who were we more annoyed to see at the Lions game? Was it Eminem every time that Eminem would be shown? Or was it the 90-year-old who's had season tickets for 66 years? Because enough of him, okay? Like, enough. We don't need another Sister Jean. We're good.
Do some bad times, okay?
Exactly right. You're old. Yeah. We got it. How about celebrate like that you're 90 years old, okay?
I'm not getting to
90. We don't need to. I don't care how long you've had season tickets. And also, like, if you had season tickets for the Lions for 66 years, you make horrible financial decisions. Like, there are years there that you could take off. I don't know what he's doing with his money. If he's there wasting his money on teams that are going 0-16. Brother,
leave my dog alone. He is consistently a fan. He deserves this. Don't ruin his moment. He's the king. We did it to Sister Jean ass. Sister Jean ass out there every time. Southern MBC or whoever the hell win Loyola College.
Loyola.
Right.
Yeah.
I have out there every time.
I have a bad question that I don't know if I should ask.
Oh, boy.
Who knew where they were less at the end of that game, that old man or Matthew Stafford?
Oh, Stafford. My God. Stafford for sure.
That old man was old when won 32 years ago. That was incredible.
That's true.
If you told him he would live until 2024 back then.
I'm telling you. I love seeing people older than me, though. It's just, it's so rare.
There's not many.
It's a wonderful thing. I'm like, go. How old are you? 90? Great. Yeah. With it. No, that I love showing that guy. That was great.
I have two horrible questions, only because these two coaches are available. And Mike McDaniel is, listen, he's a good coach, Greg. Okay. I'm not certain that he's better than Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh. And so I just ask you this question. Oh, God. You're Stephen Ross, and the phone rings today, and it's Bill Belichick. What do you do?
That's not a silly question.
I know.
Because, you know, Stephen Ross has a track record. I mean, Stephen Ross, when Tony Sperano was his sitting coach, Stephen Ross is flying across the country to try to woo Harbaugh. Whenever that was, 8 years ago or something, you know, they have Stephen Ross has that reputation. And, you know, he cost his team a first round draft pick because he was going after Sean Payton and Tom Brady. So I don't put anything past Stephen Ross. And the idea that if he had a chance to hire Harbaugh or that he might is not inconceivable. However, I do think everybody really loves Mike McDaniel. I think he's a good young coach who has earned a chance to be back. I don't think the Dolphins are considering a coaching change, but Belichick and Harbaugh being available, sort of changes the dynamic no matter where you're talking, including Miami.
Right. It makes you
Is it crazy to wonder if Bill Belichick's still a good coach?
It's like, not crazy to wonder that at all.
No, not just that, but like that. His whole thing is like he created this Patriot culture, the Patriot way, all this stuff. He's coming in at 71. How long is it going to take for him to instill this culture? It's not going to be in one season. This is going to be like a 3-year thing. Like how, like we're going to be married to Bill Belichick at 74 years old, wherever he goes next. Like, I feel like he just needs to kind of go in and just like accept, I'm just going to be the coach. I'm going to try to get my 15 wins or whatever and be out.
Right. Well, Belichick obviously is going to pick and choose exactly the right team for him. He's not in rebuilding mode point in his life and career. He's going to go, he would go to a Miami, to a Dallas, to a team that can win right now. You know, the LA Chargers have Justin Herbert. That alone makes them an interesting team if you're a win now coach. So, yeah.
What about the Jets? What about Robert Saleh and the Jets? I feel like their run is lined up with his age. They're going to have about good 3-4 years left in that Aaron Rodgers run.
Belichick called Woody Johnson today, Juju. He better fire Saleh and hire Belichick. Are you kidding me?
I can't believe that you're already firing Mike McDaniel.
But Billy, no. Ride. No, he's not doing that. This but it just insane. Happened. Billy, no,
you
I'm
did
a year where there two coaches
you,
who
no,
are better.
You did that. No, no, you did that. Not Greg. You did that.
Yeah, this is firing Mike McDaniel, not me.
I saw Christian Wilkins. You did that. What the hell was that on third down? Y'all could have got off the field. What the hell is Christian Wilkins thinking? Like,
that was weird.
God, I can't wait to see Hard Knocks.
So it ends this week, right? Like, or just going as long as
they better come back. Like Aaron Rodgers came back on Pat McAfee one more time, bro, just to show folks we know.
No, I'm saying we'll see this week, right?
When he came back the next day,
that was weird. That was so strange. But it was funny. It's like, hey, he's not going to come on the rest of the season. Next day, here he is.
But yeah, Hard Knocks. Salute to Hard Knocks. And salute to Vegas and the Dolphins just ruining that. The first game, we can't even think about going to Vegas to see the Dolphins for 2 damn weeks. They got
kind of like
first
it.
Week. You yeah. like it?
Yeah, I don't it'd like be it. a lot of pressure. It won't be fun. As it is, the Super Bowl. Listen. Guys, I don't know who I need to tell this to.
Is Dan still going, by the way? I mean,
Super Bowl, if you're actually working, is not a fun week. Like, it's not all parties and rainbows and butterflies if you're actually doing what you should be doing. If you're going just to party, you're going to have a great time. But, like, last week, you can ask Juju, we went out one day, and it was the last day, and every other day we were at Radio Row till, like, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, then, like, getting Uber Eats of like Chick-fil-A or whatever was like the closest thing to hotel, and then working till like 10. Super Bowl is not a fun week.
No, it still was fun, bro. Still was fun.
No, it's fun. Like, there's energy. Radio Row is fun, but Greg, you would have laughed because I went to Super Bowls like 20 years ago, and you know, like roped off at parties in the corner was Chris Berman, was Ed Werner. And 20 years later, I'm telling you, you go to these Super Bowl parties, the same guys are still roped off in a corner smoking cigars and laughing at the common folk. I mean,
in fairness, though, that's because the one party we went to was the old man party, because that's the one that you got to sit to the cigar party with the old men. And me and Juju straight up just walked right over the velvet rope and just walked right in.
Right, it was Jaws and Donovan McNabb session. We just walked straight in it. Like, hey, what's up, y'all?
There was a security guard on one end, and we just stepped over the rope on the other end and just walked right in.
And we got the invite from Golic. You're right. So.
Yeah. That was the Mike Ditka party, right? The cigar party.
Yeah.
Ditka was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still roped off. VIP.
like anybody wants to go there,
right? Greg, you're excited for Vegas, regardless of the Dolphins being there, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I love Vegas. My wife may even go. Love Las Vegas. I mean, it's great. I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, it's much less pressure that the Dolphins aren't there.
Right.
You know, because if the Dolphins are there, I've got to like work and do this and that. And
well,
you know,
you have to work anyway. Just like that. This seems to be the common confusion. We have to work when we're there, everybody.
Right.
Billy's the only one that's working.
Bro. But we should shoot a video for Puka
yes.
Nakua.
Yes.
His quarterback is not named Tua.
I have to admit,
brother, salute for that one, bro.
Yeah, that turned out great. And during the song last night, I actually started singing it until my wife told me to shut up, because it's just now I can't help it. If Puka does anything and I'm watching it live, I start singing the song. I literally can't help myself.
How long were you singing it before your wife told you to shut the hell up? I mean,
it just took a couple of syllables. I'm not even sure if I get his name out my mouth. Puka Nakua. And then she said, shut up already.
Greg, I feel like you should start laying the groundwork because Puka Nakua is definitely going to be in Vegas promoting something. Someone is going to pay him to promote something. So you should try to reach out to him and at least have like some sort of conversation with him, an interview. Hey, I'm the one that sang the song for you.
Yeah.
I for sure he knows about this song. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying it's gotten to him that song was made about him.
I would hope so.
I think he's seen it once or twice. He just the season was locked in. Now the season over, I think it will be a little bit easier to get in contact with the good brother.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Ooh, why don't you do this, Greg? Why don't you try to be the first person that reaches out to him and sponsor him? I don't know what it would cost, but maybe you sponsor him to go to Radio Row to just do hits for the Greg Cody show with Greg Cody.
I'm not sure if the Greg Show podcast has that kind of a budget. I think a bigger show. Let me think of a bigger show.
Well,
maybe the Levitard show might have a budget that could do that. I don't know.
You should
have Shula co-host with you the entire week.
A cardboard cutout of Shula. Animated.
Now that we're talking this out, what do you guys think you would pay a player to do like 8 hits, right? Like you reach out to a player. And that's what we're doing. We're just paying them to promote the Dan Lebatard show with Stu Gatz. Not like Tide, not like Bounty. Like they're going on other shows to promote our radio show.
That's a good idea.
That would cost. Because if we get like a good name, they'll go on big shows and they're like, oh, who are you here on behalf of? Like, I'm here on behalf of the Dan Lebatard show with Stu Gatz. Like,
you can
listen to us, Metal Arc Media.
We need to find the big name that likes us still. And then
Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't know. Raheem Mostert. Mostert was invited to be on this conversation this morning, but we haven't heard back.
Listen,
I would normally push and push and push, but I had to leave it alone. I only asked him 4 times.
Just threw up a little bit. Way too soon, guys. Let him. We got to give him a week at least.
We didn't tell him what we were going to talk. We could talk about anything. You know,
I'm telling you, Greg Cody, I see the wheels turning. He's thinking, how much would I pay to have someone go around to other shows to promote the Greg Cody show?
Greg Cody, think about Braxton Berrios range.
There you go. That's not bad.
I'll get the back snapper. I'll tell you that. I'll offer a t-shirt.
What is Smythe command? Why don't you get Smythe to go out there and start talking on your show's behalf? Yeah.
I mean, his interviews might not be as great as other NFL players. Salute to Smythe wherever you are, though. I know you're watching.
No, you should give Puka Nakua the rights to your song, Greg, in exchange for him going on a media tour. That's what I think.
In all seriousness, the Levitard show should hook up with Puka and get him to do all this stuff and take advantage of the song and really enlist him to promote, and that'd be great. And he's got time on his hands now. He ain't preparing for a game. He's good. He's free.
Billy, this is a good idea, paying someone to go promote our show. I like
this. I think it is, too, but I don't know what our budget would be for such a thing. But, again, I think Durham Smythe is your guy, Greg. I feel like that's the price range that we're looking at there. Yeah. It may cost you more in expenses to get him there and like, have him get a room and all that in Vegas than you'd have to pay him to go do the media rounds on your behalf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to do it. Salute to the chat. Also, by the way, Jeff Richards, Damon Kierdowitz, Lucas G, happy birthday, Brusco, Morgan from Australia, Jacoby Walker. We love all y'all, man.
Yeah. Well done, Juju. But who's going to watch Smythe Super Bowl week? I mean, honestly, you're talking like only Joe Rose is going to have him on.
I know. I wouldn't.
Someone that will take Durham Smythe.
You act like if Durham Smythe doesn't walk by your booth, you're not going to be like, Durham, come sit. Give me a minute.
Yeah, 100%. We talked to Ryan Leaf last year, and it never aired. Stu Gatz had Ryan Leaf on, promising that he was going to get him into the Tahoe tournament. I don't know if he ever did or didn't. And then I don't think that interview ever even aired.
I did not.
Of course it didn't. Yeah.
Do you not feel shame, like, when you see Ryan Leaf again this year, to tell him, like, when he asks you, like, what happened to Tahoe, you're not, like, he will remember.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. We'll see. Listen, I made an effort. I connected him with a guy who's in charge of the tournament. It's up to Ryan Leaf from there. I mean, that's what do you want me to do?
I'll get you an invite. Here's somebody's number.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
He's the guy who sends the Billy. Come on, he was sitting right next to us. I didn't know what to do. I was in a bad spot with Ryan Leaf. I mean,
are we cross talking, Stugatz? Are we cross talking today? I don't know. I don't know if they're in the chat.
Are coming in here. They'll be doing 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. So that's cool.
Nice.
I'm excited. As Billy pointed out, we went from not working to doing two shows. So, it's weird. Billy, do you want to do your big board bets? We will bring those guys in. I forgot about that.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. Guys, Greg, I was
Greg, are you good stay?
High.
Do you need to leave? I mean,
no, I'm good. Whatever.
All right. I would write these down because Billy's been exceptional with his big board bets. I mean,
nice. Well, Greg, I will tell you this. 2 weeks ago, I was looking great. I was 21-17-1 for the season. Then I had the Sunday night watch along that we did, and I went 4-2, upping my record to 25-19-1. Then I got a little cocky, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to make three picks for the national championship game, and I went 0-3. So now my overall record is 25-22-1 on the season. This is Billy's Bets Big Boards brought to you by. We still don't have a sponsor. Season's wrapping up, so I don't know if we're going to be able to sponsor. Yeah, it's getting a little late in the game, but you never know. Maybe someone will come in and sponsor us here at the last minute. We're not a draft
today. You don't have a sponsor.
If the season ended today, I don't have a sponsor, but it doesn't. It continues on. And this isn't a DraftKings stake, but if it was, these are three bets that I would feel strongly enough about that I may or may not actually place a wager on. We'll see. We're not a DraftKings stake, so you'll never know. Anyways, the first one that we're going to do here today, should have written this out earlier.
Yep. All right. Juju, how are you on your picks while Billy is writing this down?
Man, I think I went 3-1 thus far. Nice. The only game I missed was them boys. Yeah. I wanted the Packers to win, but I just didn't think so. You know what I mean? So salute to them boys. Salute to K-Funk as well. I know
K-Funk is big, man.
What do you mean you didn't?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I said the Packers are the money line. I was saying it all week. I mean,
right, bro.
No faith in me, Juju.
You said
all right, I had my first one.
What the hell?
You said the Dolphins would win, too. Why are you reminding everybody about the one time you said Packers on the money line? I was saying it all week.
Because I know you'll do a great job of reminding them when I was wrong. So I like to remind our audience just once in a while when I get it right, okay?
No, you picked Buffalo?
He picked the Packers.
I had the Packers. Oh, money line.
Okay.
Buffalo game hasn't happened yet.
Great. Yeah, the Buffalo game. I predicted it would be delayed. So
They could have played that game yesterday. I saw the weather. That was football weather. They could have played that game yesterday.
How ridiculous is it that they're going from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love? I've been a Jet fan for 40 years and haven't had a single quarterback.
I know. But 8 games ago, everybody didn't think Jordan Love was the answer. And then
what
he
are you
goes
talking about, Stu? You had Favre and Rodgers, and now you'll have Love soon.
I'll have Love 15 years from now. Yes.
All right. My first pick of the thing. Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown.
Mm.
Right. Yeah, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown.
I want the Bucs to win so badly. I do. Just because I want one of the quarterbacks to be in the NFC, the quarterback Mayfield. Representing the NFC to be Baker, Goff, Purdy, or Love. I love that.
That would be hilarious.
All right, that's one of Billy's big board bets.
Sidebar. Uh-huh. Baker Mayfield over 236.5 passing yards.
All right.
I feel like we're going to have some garbage time yards there at the end of that game, and he's going to go over in garbage time.
Billy, they could not have played yesterday, okay?
Yes, they could have.
No, they could not have. And people would have died on the way to the stadium. Can you guys tell me?
Oh, please. Yeah, people were dying when they were sliding down those snow sleds that they were doing. Yeah, everybody
That's a small sacrifice.
That was a drunk fool.
Right there underneath all the snow is all the carcasses of the people that died shoveling it. Please get out of here.
Is it true that the shirtless guy at Kansas City, -27 degrees, is it true that he was hospitalized with frostbite from the elbows down?
I can believe it.
Deserves
I mean, it must, right? You can't.
Then
spend
he should have taken his pants off. If he was shirtless and he was frostbite the elbow down, he should have taken off his pants if his top was good.
He got pneumonia in the booty as soon as he did that. But sidebar, Chris Whittingham was right. Buffalo, build a damn dome. What are we trying to prove to each other? That we can just do it? We can brave it? You got one of the best teams in the NFL, and it's not even going to matter because this is going to be who can play in the snow better. Ain't this a B word?
If the Dolphin Chiefs game is in a dome, Juju, did the Fins win?
The Fins win by 100.
Yes. Oh, knock it off. Come on, man.
Juju, Tyreek couldn't even dig in the surface. Mm. Come on, Jalen Waddle wasn't even Waddle-ish.
Juju, there were four or five numbers on the Dolphin defense running around that I hadn't seen out there all season. Uniform numbers I did not recognize.
Yeah. Where did Bruce Irvin come from?
The Dolphins defense had three or four players who hadn't been on the team for an entire week. It was ridiculous. People say, oh, I don't want to hear about injuries. That's just an excuse. But the Dolphins defense was a shell of itself because of injuries. How can you not factor that in?
Juju, they went in the discount bin and rummaged through even the defensive linemen who didn't have all their fingers. Like they went through everybody trying to get healthy bodies that were out there.
And make explosive there were plays. Four
or five names running around out there. I'm like, who's that guy? Where'd he come from?
Look, they made it to an NFL roster. That's who them new guys are. Put them in a dome, and dare I say, this is a way better game for the Dolphins.
Billy, you have one more bet to get to?
I do. Yes, I do have another one. I didn't forget. Under 43 and a half points today.
That's it. I thought that. We lost.
Under 43 and a half deaths today in Buffalo. Are they indeed going to play the game, Juju? Are we sure they're not going to postpone it again?
Yes, they need to play the game and tell everybody to stay home. That's the announcement they need to make. Don't come, pandemic style. We just watch this game together and hold hands.
Yeah, the governor said there will be no more postponement. So it's play to the death today.
Play to the death.
Wow.
I thought Chris Cody had the best comments in the chat while we were doing the show, and it was trade Tua for Justin Fields. I like that. I think Chris Cody's
on this kick.
I mean, if you listen to Sunday Night Live, you will realize that take was uttered yesterday on the great Sunday Night Live show by Tony Kennedy. Tony and I. You feel me? So
Tony can have it.
Nor there.
Tony can have it. Tony can have it. As long as it happens, Tony can have it.
Yeah, that's a great ally.
You want Justin Fields over Tua?
I need a quarterback that can move out of the pocket. You guys were talking earlier about Tua on these runs. That's terrifying. When Tua's out of the pocket running, I'm not happy. That's like what I would look like if my dad was running in the NFL. That's the fear that I have. When I see Tua running, I'm like, oh no.
Me in a football helmet would look funny, let alone running. That's ridiculous. But
maybe I'd run with no cleats.
I'd be in my deck shoes, slipping all over the icy field.
All right, guys, we're going to take a timeout so everyone can get organized here. But Dan is coming back. Mike is joining him. Witty is joining him. Chris Cody is joining him. I don't know where Billy's going. Juju, I guess, is staying around. I might stay around. So
why? Can I ask you something? Why did the Bills not just set up a bunch of tables and light them on fire in the stands and melt the ice? Like, it feels like it would have been more efficient than shoveling all of that snow.
Yeah. Well, today they'll play to the death, Billy. Levitar coming up next.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.